homeless families trying to get a footing in Seattle have a new toehold. Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. There is an old hotel, an old travel lodge in South Lake Union. Amazon owns the land, plans to develop it. But for now, they have offered the space rent-free for a year to Mary's Place, a local service provider for homeless families. New York Times Seattle Bureau Chief Kirk Johnson went to that shelter, called the Guest Rooms, to report on some of the people living in this remarkable location.
We think of homeless shelters, I think, as being kind of in the Skid Row areas or in tent cities on the edge where nobody wants to be. But this is a place that is one of the most dynamic corners of the city, where wealth is being created and tech is exploding and buildings are going up. And in the middle of that, a homeless shelter, one of the largest in the city, is created. And I think that just creates an opportunity to look at this issue in a different light, because it's just in a different place. And that was a big part of why I wanted to go there.
What kind of person lives in Mary's Place guest rooms in South Lake Union?
It's all families. Unlike some shelters that are for single men or women, children are everywhere here. So that creates its own significant, huge dynamic of little kids and teenagers and families of all sorts that are running around. So it's specifically, from the start, I think, a different kind of shelter. Every step you take, you're gonna see kids. And it makes a difference.
Who did you talk to at the guest rooms who gave you a sense of what leads people to be there?
I was struck by the diversity. Photographer and I spent time with four families, none of whom had been in the Seattle area longer than about 6 to 8 months, I believe. One had come from Las Vegas. One had come from the Washington coast. And they all had really strikingly different and interesting stories of their paths that had led them here. A couple of them specifically coming for economic opportunity. They kind of looked at the map and said, Seattle is a place on the make, and there are going to be jobs here that we can get.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Did the people you talked to reflect on what it's like to have come here for boom times, end up with a bust, and live in such a hub of activity, hub of commercial activity?
Yeah, I think they were struck by that. And I asked them specifically about the wealth that was being created around them and how did that make them feel. And the answer that one guy gave me that really struck me powerfully was, he said, I don't have any trouble with people making their money. I never got a job from a poor man in my life. The people who are making money are putting money into the ground in construction, and I'm qualified for those jobs.
Is there a couple, a child that you met at the guest rooms that you're thinking of?
Well, I think this, of the stories I heard, one of them that really most powerfully affected me was a father who had been sort of estranged from the mother of his kids, living up in Everett, and seeing them but not being, you know, responsible on a day-to-day basis for their lives. And she kind of left town. She decamped and sent him a message saying, you know, they're yours now. So he showed up, and he had a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old, and he was ferociously determined to provide for them, but was you know, up to his eyeballs in difficulty. He had reached the point where he had to panhandle a couple times, and it just destroyed him. He hated it so much, and just filled him with a kind of terror, because he said, I'm a shy guy, and I to stand there and ask people, it was more than he could deal with. And his children, I think the feeling I left with those kids was, they've got somebody solid in their lives now, you know. And that's a powerful thing. I mean, he was determined to go nowhere and to do what he could.
Kirk, what surprised you about your visit to the guest rooms?
I think I expected to hear more stories of frustration, of sort of hitting the wall, of unhappiness with society, or being sort of let down by society, or that the game was rigged, as we hear in politics or whatever. And I didn't hear that, and that really affected me and struck me that as much as these families had struggled and had had issues of whatever kinds internally that had contributed to where they were optimistic. I think that was the powerful thing. I mean, they believed that there was a path ahead and that it was going to be better than where they were.
Yeah, it's not just hopelessness and desperation. They see themselves as part of the system.
Definitely so. Definitely not just here we are wallowing in what society has done. That we are part of a society and part of a city that is going somewhere, and we can perhaps go along for the ride.
With risk and difficulty and hopefully success.
Right, right. No guarantees on any of it. But there's definitely a sense that they were on a journey rather than at the end of the road.
New York Times Seattle Bureau Chief Kirk Johnson there, and we're tweeting out a link to his story about the families who've moved into the guest rooms, the homeless shelter that just opened in South Lake Union in a former travel lodge.